It's a special day in the history of Irish literature, Irish writing. It's a day, the 16th of June. It's Bloomsday. It's a special day connected with James Joyce. And there, for many years, have been many bits of celebration going on around the country, including people gathering together dressed in the way that people would have dressed in 1912. So I thought I'll read you a little bit of the writing of James Joyce. I've no idea if any of you have ever read any James Joyce. It's, in my experience, Ulysses and other writings by Joyce are really good to listen to. Let's see how far I can get with the last part, or the end of the last part of Ulysses. I'll read a bit. See what you think of it. Who knows, is there anything the matter with my insides? Or have I something growing in me, getting that thing like that every week when it was last? I quit Monday. Yes, it's only about 3 weeks. I ought to go to the doctor. Only it would be like before I married him, when I had that white thing coming from me. And Fluey made me go to that dry old stick, Dr. Collins, for women's diseases on Pembroke Road. Your vagina, he called it. I suppose that's how he got all the gilt mirrors and carpets getting round those rich ones off Stephen's Green, running up to him for every little fiddle faddle, her vagina and her cock in China. They've money, of course, so they're all right. I wouldn't marry him, not if he was the last man in the world. Besides, there's something queer about their children, always smelling around those filthy bitches, all sides, asking me if what I did had an offensive odour. What did he want me to do? But the one thing, gold. Maybe, what a question, if I smothered it all over his wrinkly old face for him, with all my compliments. I suppose he'd know then, and could you pass it easily, pass what I thought he was talking about? The Rock of Gibraltar, the way he put it. That's a very nice invention too, by the way. Only I like letting myself down after in the hole as far as I can squeeze and pull the chain, then to flush it nice, cool pins and needles. Still, there's something in it. I suppose I always used to know by Millie's when she was a child whether she had worms or not. Still, all the same, paying him for that. How much is that? Doctor? 1 guinea, please. And asking me, had I frequent omissions? Where do those old fellows get all the words they have omissions with, his short-sighted eyes on me always? with his short-sighted eyes on me, cocked sideways. I wouldn't trust him too far to give me chloroform or God knows what else. Still, I liked him when he sat down to write the thing out, frowning so severe, his nose intelligent like that. Be damned, you lying strap. Oh, anything, no matter who. Except an idiot. He was clever enough to spot that, of course. That was all thinking of him and his mad, crazy letters. My precious one. Everything connected with your glorious body, everything underlined that comes from it, is a thing of beauty and of joy forever. Something he got out of some nonsensical book that he had me always at myself 4 and 5 times a day. Sometimes I said, I hadn't. Are you sure? Oh, yes, I said, I am quite sure, in a way that shut him up. I knew what was coming next. Only natural weakness it was. He excited me. I don't know how the first night ever we met, when I was living in Rehoboth Terrace. We stood staring at one another for about 10 minutes, as if we met somewhere. I suppose on account of my being Jewess, looking after my mother. He used to amuse me. The things he said with the half soothing smile on him, and all the Doyle said he was going to stand for a Member of Parliament. Oh, wasn't I the born fool to believe all his blather about Home Rule and the Land League, sending me that long strool of a song out of the Huguenots to sing in French, to be more classy, oh, beau pays de la Touraine, that I never even sang once, explaining and rigmaroling about religion and persecution. He wouldn't let you enjoy anything, naturally. Then, might he, as a great favour, the very first opportunity he got a chance in Brighton Square, running into my bedroom, pretending the ink got on his hands to wash it off with the Albion milk and sulphur soap I used to use, and the gelatin still round it. Oh, I laughed myself sick at him that day. I better not make an all night sitting on this affair. They ought to make chambers a natural size so that a woman could sit on it properly. He kneels down to do it, I suppose. There isn't in all creation another man with the habits he has. Look at the way he's sleeping on the foot of the bed now. Ooh. Look at the way he's sleeping at the foot of the bed. How can he without a hard bolster as well? He doesn't kick, or he might kick out all my teeth, breathing with his hands on his nose, like that Indian god he took me to show one wet Sunday in the museum in Kildare Street. All yellow in a pinafore, lying on his side, on his hand, with his 10 toes sticking out, that he said was a bigger religion than the Jews and our lords, both put together all over Asia, imitating him, as he's always imitating everybody. I suppose he used to sleep at the foot of the bed too, with his big square fella up in his wife's mouth. Damn this stinking thing anyway. Where's this those napkins are? Ah, yes. I know. I hope the old press doesn't creak. I knew it would. He's sleeping hard. Had a good time somewhere. Still, she must have given him great value for his money. Of course, he has to pay for it. From her. Oh, this nuisance of a thing, I hope. they'll have something far better in the other world. Tying ourselves up, God help us. That's all right for tonight. Now the lumpy old jingly bed always reminds me of old Cohen, I suppose. He scratched himself in it often enough. And he thinks a father of old Cohen, I suppose. God helps us, that's right. For tonight, now the lumpy old jingly bed always reminds me of old Cohen. I suppose he scratched himself in it often enough, and he thinks father brought it from Lord Napier, that I used to admire when I was a little girl, because I told him that, oh dear, I used to admire him when I was a little girl, because I told him, easy piano. Oh, I like my bed. God, here we are as bad as ever after 16 years. How many houses were we in at all? Raymond Terrace and Ontario Terrace and Lombard Street and Hollis Street. And he goes about whistling every time we're on the run again. His Huguenots or the frogs marching, pretending to help the men with our four sticks of furniture. And then the City Arms Hotel, worse and worse, says Warden Daly. That charming place on the landing, always somebody inside, praying then, leaving all their stinks after them. Always knew who was in there. I'm going to stop. You can see I'm a little bit tired. I will maybe try and do a little bit more, but that's James Joyce.